coming in January.
Fascinating people, fascinating places. G'day and welcome to the Dan Mainwaring Podcast. This is where we talk to and about the famous and the infamous, the celebrated and the obscure, the well-known and the undiscovered. Interviews, articles and discussion from around the globe.
President, just a year ago, you welcomed me to Bucharest as the first American president ever to visit Romania. Today, I'm very honored to welcome you to Washington, D.C., as the first president of Romania ever to visit the United States of America.
On the 21st of December, 1989, Romanian President Nicolae Ceausescu, the moderate friend of the West, who'd been knighted in Denmark and the United Kingdom, who'd condemned the Soviet invasion of Czechoslovakia and snubbed the Warsaw Pact, stepped out onto a balcony overlooking Palace Square in Bucharest. In the weeks prior, communist regimes across Eastern Europe had fallen like dominoes in a popular wave of revolution, cheered on by governments in the West. Despite his supposed credentials as a moderate, Bucharest was seemingly impervious to change. Thousands of raucous supporters greeted him as they held his portrait aloft and waved communist flags in the air. But Ceausescu had not come to praise the revolution. He had come to bury it. A sudden commotion at the back of the crowd caught his attention. Panicked citizens, spooked by gunfire or firecrackers, began rushing forward. As they did so, the unnerved Ceausescu lost his train of thought. The mood in the square quickly turned, and portraits of the president were trampled underfoot as cries of revolution rang out. In this episode, I explore Romania, 1989.